very important lesson that we all should understand. And it's going to be about faith and the differences between our faith and the faith of those around us, those who have faith in other things. So I'm going to be looking at only one chapter tonight, and it's going to be in 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and if you want to turn there and read with me, that'd be great. To start off, by definition, in the dictionary, faith is going to be, let me get this out, faith is something that is believed, especially with a strong conviction. That's pretty self-explanatory, so I'm not going to go into the details of that, but a good example of how faith is different between us and those around us is I've been in school now for 5 years, college for 5 years. For 2 years, I've been studying in the area of science. Okay, and every different class that I've had chemistry classes, I've had biology classes, anatomy and physiology classes, and every class has a different textbook. Every textbook has a different explanation for how we came to be. That doesn't bode well for me. It doesn't work. When I come to church and to Bible class, and I've been to many Bible classes, we all have the same text. It is the exact same words every time. God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth, and so on and so forth. You know the rest of the story. But with that, our faith is sturdy. It is strong. It is non-changing. And as Christians, we have a faith that is different because our faith makes it possible for us to say, I know. And the reason we can say, I know, is found in the book of 1 Corinthians. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm going to read the whole chapter. Chapter 2 and verse 1, it reads, And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. And this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, a hidden wisdom, which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of our rulers of this age have understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. Verse 10. For God revealed to them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thought of a man, except the spirit of that man, which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak not in the words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritually appraised, who is spiritual, appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I think a very important verse from this whole chapter that we need to pay attention to is going to be, verses 10 through 12. And this is talking about us not putting our faith in the wisdom of men, but in the knowledge of God and that word which He has revealed to us. We, being able to study the Bible as best as we know how and performing the actions that God has told us to do as best as we know how, puts us in unity. There is no division among us. But when your faith changes in certain things, your faith changes in certain scientific beliefs, you have to say things like, I believe, or I hope, I think. We have the... There's a word I'm looking for here. Opportunity. There it is. To say, I know. Because God told us so. We don't have to say, I believe, I think. We're not guessing. We know. God told us. If it is said so, it is so. And it's maybe simple to understand. All right, God said so. I believe it. But there's a lot of things in the Bible that we read about and we're like, well, my opinion. It doesn't matter. Your opinion does not matter in this case. It's what God says. And it's very tough to deal with, because I know that as much as I want to try and rationally explain how he created the earth and how he did so much and so forth, I have no clue. What I know is God created the earth. He did so in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That's all I know. Speculation doesn't matter in this case. The only thing that matters is knowing that your faith is based upon a rock. To have faith in something that changes is to build a house on sand. It's going to change. It's going to move. Things are not going to be sturdy. But God, as we read in Psalms, or Evan read in Psalms, is a rock for us. He's a rock. He's a firm foundation. And that's my lesson. That's a short little just invitation. Just remember that when we have faith in those words that God has said to us, those words that have been revealed to us, we are allowed to say, I know this to be true, because it's true, because God told us so. If you choose to add your opinion, I don't care. It is not, I'm not going to listen to you. What I care about is what God has told me. If you struggle, as we all do, trying to add our opinion and explain things that we don't understand, let it be known. It's a big struggle for all of us. We want to try and explain things to other people about things we don't know. We're going to speculate. But just let it be known. Bring it forth. And just remember that what God told us is what matters. Let it be known and come forth. And we stand and sing the final song.